guys, welcome to the podcast today. Today is a pretty, like, crucial moment in this COVID-19 part, because at 5:30 today, as of recording, that's about five and a half hours, my city will be going on lockdown. We won't be able to leave, or leave our homes. Just, we won't be able to go to the store. Currently, we have about 83 people as of recording this in Alaska. Infected. Certain things, such as the D&D thing. Finishing up D&D. It's gonna be hard. My Billy is having a tough time, too. COVID-19, he's down in the States. He's having a tough time fulfilling everything that his family needs to do for COVID-19 infection and outbreak. As of recording this, we are top on infected list. Italy just surpassed China in death rate. One fatality in my state. And I guess kind of well screwed. I'm publishing a lot more on this because there's a lot more news to be like given. I start school on Monday. I've had classes every day this week. I've been waking up early trying to get myself a schedule, because that's like one of the things that you want to do right now. It snowed about 2 or 3 feet, which I was really surprised by, for 3 days straight. That's a foot a day. So that kept everybody inside. I guess it helped a lot. But we have close to 100 people now. I don't want this to happen. I just wish something would happen, but it's not in my control. All I can do is just hope and wish that something will happen that will just eliminate this thing. I may have talked about this in the last episode, but they're saying that certain drugs like malaria meds can help with the coronavirus, and we're starting to get more proof of that. Currently, about $3 trillion, I'm pretty sure, has been donated to coronavirus aid, giving small businesses like dividends, since they don't have any businesses like open. I got a haircut right before everything closed down, so I am perfectly fine. We also have a razor, so if we ever need to, I can pull a bald one. I have a full head of hair. I'm pretty scruffy looking. We never fully addressed one thing on the podcast. Billy actually moved down to Nevada around like December, late November. We never discussed that because we stopped filming D&D around November. We haven't done any D&D. I'm going to check it out right now on when was the last time we had D&D on. I re-uploaded some videos because they were bad quality, but we filmed most of the episodes in like a day, and I slowly released them. So I had them in like my storage, but I couldn't release them because I had to wait for that. I'm so sorry about the delays for shows though. I would love to get somebody else's view on here. So, the last episode I posted for D&D was like this. It was December 15th or 14th for radioactive poo and other tasty liquids. And then right after that, I posted Dragana and Trolls with Cakes. I think Trolls with Cakes was probably my favorite episode. There's a plot twist. I'm definitely sure. Thanks for everything on Blessed Dogs Who Love Dragons. That's currently my most viewed video. Well, episode. You guys have been amazing with this I'm getting constant views for these podcasts. They're quickly rising in view counts, but yeah, basically that's what's been happening with me. I've been hunkering down and making podcast episodes. I hope D&D can probably come out by early April. It's March 28th. I'm hoping I can come out by like April 5th, hopefully. And if it can't, I am so sorry. Because I really wish some of this stuff could come out faster than it actually has been. Because there was a month between, like, my, December 31st, and some February 14th, which was when I wasn't posting episodes into the Anchor. But, thank you, Anchor. Anchor's actually been doing really good. They have all their residents from home. If you didn't know, Anchor is run by Spotify. They were bought up by Spotify. So Anchor's running everything from home, thanks to Spotify. And I thank Spotify for that right now. Thank you guys. I'm gonna head out right now because it's cold and I'm tired. So see you guys 6 hours until lockdown. I'll post a video to like what's like after lockdown. See you later. Thank you.